there. I don't have the heart to do it right now, especially with Todd Day sitting on the Revolution Hotline.
He's on the line.
Don't
make
him
wait.
Baseball. We're going to talk some football. We're going to talk SEC Hall of Fame ballot that's out. It involves a very special former Razorback that we'll talk about coming up. The leading scorer in Arkansas basketball history. They certainly could have used him last night. Joins us now on the Revolution Hotline. He's coming to town on the 17th and 18th of this month to play in the Arkansas Lions Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting the Arkansas Lions AAU football program. Ladies and gentlemen, back in the zone after a long hiatus, Todd Day joins us. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Very good, Todd. Good. And let me congratulate you on your season in high school. And I guess let me give you a verbal hug over the phone for a rough loss on Monday night. Double overtime, I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a double overtime loss. It was a tough loss for the kids. But, you know, that's part of sports. They fought their butts off and did the best job that they could. And, you know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
The Memphis Academy of Health Sciences. Tell me about the school that you're at now.
We're a charter school here located in Memphis. This is only our fourth year having a varsity team. So in 4 years, we made it to the city championship and won the regional final. So far, so good.
Yeah.
How long have you been the head coach?
All 4 years.
All 4 years.
I started the program 4 years ago.
Okay, wow. So let me ask you this. What's harder to deal with, a double overtime loss like that or a 30-point blowout like your former team suffered last night in Columbia?
Oh, the 30-point blowout is a lot easier to swallow. It's a lot easier to swallow. But, you know, they haven't been playing well on the road. And, you know, Missouri is one of the toughest places to play in the country, so. And also, they were looking for payback for what happened to them down in Bud Walton. So,
yeah. Well, is it good?
You know, it was just a tough thing. But, you know, hopefully we can bounce back and win the last few games and make some noise in the SEC tournament.
As a guy that's been through it at the NBA level and at the college level, can you put your finger on it at all? And I don't know if you've gone through this with your team at all as far as home and road. And maybe it's not as big an advantage at the high school level, but it is remarkable to see a team. And really, Missouri's guilty of it, too. Missouri's only won 2 road games this year, that a team can be so much different in the way they play away from home.
Yeah, I think especially with the style of play. You know, most of the time when you're at home, you get away with a little more pushing, a little more grabbing, and, you know, that's to the Razorbacks' advantage. And on the road, they kind of clean that up. And you know, right now we just don't have the type of mental tough players that we need to win with on the road.
What about Coach Anderson? Talk to me about what you think his long-term potential will be. I mean, he's a guy who's a proven winner as a head coach. Fans are very impatient. But long-term, you feel like he can do what maybe some things that you guys did back in the day?
I'm sure he can. I mean, I don't know what there is to be impatient about. You know, we haven't had a winning season like this in forever. You know, not during the stand, he not during Pelfer either. So, you know, with only a couple years already with a chance maybe to make the tournament, I think he's doing a great job. I think the biggest challenge for him will be trying to keep BJ in school next year. And, you know, because with the addition of those two big guys coming in, I think that's really all we need to go to the next level with some better inside play.
Well, you're a guy that, again, played at a high level in at the college ranks and then went on to an NBA career. What kind of advice would you give BJ?
Get in the gym and shoot as many jump shots as he can. You know, he's a great athletic player who can get to the basket. But, you know, when you get to the NBA, everybody is a great athletic player who can get to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't be able to get there as easy. So he needs to work on his jump shot. You know, for you to be a prolific scorer in the NBA, you have to be an inside-out person.
What's your assessment of him as an NBA player, potentially?
That's what he has, potential. You know, that's all I see at this point. You know, he has a chance to be a good player with a proven jump shot and a little better defense. But, you know, that just comes with time. You know, when I was coming out of college, people were saying that I wasn't going to be able to guard in the NBA either. So, you know, once you get there, you work out the kinks and you get yourself involved. And I think that's what he needs to do.
Former Razorback, former NBA player Todd Day joining us in the zone. You know, when I say Coach A, we're talking about Coach Anderson, but you've got a Coach A in your life as well that you actually coached against. It's your stepfather, I understand. Is that right? Didn't you coach against him this year?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
What was that
ended
experience
up
like?
Losing the game in his gym, actually. The game to go to the state, we had to move the game to his facility because there was a lot bigger Mm-hmm. And we ended up losing that game. I told him he was the jinx.
Well, I mean, you've had a lot of familial ties this year. I know your son is playing for you as well. Talk to me about, I guess, the relationships and that you're involved in there with from a basketball standpoint.
Well, yeah, I came over here. My son was at a prominent high school, Ridgeway, here in just playing ball. And, you know, he just wasn't good enough to get on the floor. And so when I took the job over here, he saw the opportunity, you know, for a chance to help me grow the program and decided to transfer over. And, you know, he's been my leading scorer the last 2 years. And, you know, it was just an honor and a thrill to be able to coach your son. And, you know, he's real accepted to coaching and, you know, never really had a problem with him as far as that's concerned.
What's his goals after that? I mean, is he a senior this year?
Yeah, he's a senior. He's attending Middle Tennessee on academic scholarship. Yeah, he's going to be athletic trainer, so he's trying to keep himself around the game.
Okay.
Is he going to try to walk on or anything?
Nah, he's, you know, at 5'9", unathletic. It's hard for him to make, you know, anybody's college team.
What happened there? I guess
he took after his mom. Okay.
It's the way it goes sometimes. We had J.J. Metters in yesterday. We were talking about losing the genetic lottery. And J.J. and myself, we've both been trying to overcome our challenges physically for a long, long time. You're a guy that, 6'6", right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you certainly had some gifts, but you got to work to develop that. You know, and again, we also talked a little bit about guys who do get, you know, the physical ability, but then it's only the guys that really work to develop that make it on to the next level, and you're a guy that certainly understands that.
Definitely. I think, you know, a lot of kids aspire to be an NBA player or an NFL player, but the first thing you need to do is look the part, you know. Mm-hmm. That's half of it, you
right.
know. Once you get the size and the agility and the ability to do it, you know, it's up to you to put in the hard work to take it to the next level.
Todd Day joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. So now with your son leaving, I would think this would be a natural time to think about any potential transition. So are you happy coaching high school? Do you want to be a college coach someday, maybe get in the pro ranks?
Yeah, I'd love to move on. You know, my goal right now is to be on the Razorback sideline somewhere trying to help Coach Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will be hopefully my next big step. So, you know, I just kind of keep doing what I'm doing, plugging at it, and hopefully they'll see that I'm down here doing great work and want me to be a part of the program.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, they could have used you on the floor last night, I think, a little bit.
It's just one of those games. I kind of felt that game before they even tipped off. I mean, Missouri is pretty much like Bud. You know, it's an extremely hard place to play no matter who you are. And with us not being very successful on the road, you know, you could really just see that one coming.
Yeah, they dominated on the boards, especially 44-19 rebounding advantage. And we saw it even in Bud Walton. And Arkansas, very fortunate, had to make every single play down the stretch. I think they were down 5 with 40 seconds to go. You don't pull those games out very often. But that's a Missouri team that is extremely physical, much more so than Arkansas. Is that something where it's all about recruiting, or you feel like you can develop that physicality?
Well, I mean, I think we're physical. We're just not a really inside physical presence. You know, we're physical for 94 feet, which is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I think coach has done exactly what he needed to do, man. He went and got two big guys, two All-Americans, you know, who will fit right in next year ready to play. And, you know, with the addition of those two guys, and as far as the rebound advantage, you know, it's a lot easier to get the rebound advantage when Razorback's missing every shot they're taking. So,
well, Missouri was ranked, what, as high as, what, 7th, I think, this year?
Yeah, they were in the top 5 at one point, so. I mean, they're a good team. I think if Lawrence Bowers wouldn't have got hurt early on in the season, you know, they'd still be in the top 10.
Todd, did you ever have a team that went 1 of 15 from 3.5?
Fortunately, I did. You know, when I started here 4 years ago, we started with only 9th graders.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing the last 2 years with 9th and 10th grade.
Okay. So you took your lumps.
Yeah, I took my lumps and I always told the guys in my conference that, you know, my day will come. And we just kept plugging at it.
What about from a guy who was an elite player? And, I mean, we saw this with guys over the years. I mean, Magic Johnson, there are others who were great players that couldn't quite, I guess, flip the switch as a coach. When you're a great player like you were, is it frustrating at times to not, you know, be able to get out there and actually help? And, I do Coach Williamson's show up at UCA, too, and we talk about this a little bit. I mean, a guy who could – I don't know if he would want to play a lot of minutes, but, I mean, it's got to be frustrating at times being stuck on the sideline and not being able to get there out there and help as a guy who was a great player back in the day.
Starting off as a coach, I think from a player standpoint, that's the toughest thing to get used to is, You can barely dictate the game as a coach. You know, you can try to put the players in the right position to make plays, but you can't make the plays for them. So, yeah, it's difficult, very difficult, especially if you're a great player. You want to try to teach your guys to be the same kind of player, but, you know, every player is different. You got to pretty much, you know, go to their strengths.
Mm-hmm. You can't teach your son to be 6'6 either, unfortunately.
No, I can't teach him. He's got a sweet jump shot, but he can't get open.
You are just
that is funny.
Like
yeah, well, hey, look, he's got to keep it real.
It is, yeah.
What about? I think most people have been over to a Grizzly game. Realize that's a pretty great environment. How often do you get to go to games over there?
Oh, I don't really go much during the season. Now that the season's over, I'll probably catch a few. You know, I go see when I have guys, old teammates or something who come in and play. I may go check out them, but for the most part, I kind of watch them on TV.
Mm-hmm. What we were talking to. I don't remember. Oh, I guess it was Ken Duke had been over at a game in Miami and got a chance to see LeBron in person. Have you seen him play in person?
Oh, yeah. I just went to see him in Philadelphia play last week.
Okay.
In Philadelphia. Thad Young is a good friend of mine here from Memphis, so mm-hmm. we went up and watched him play.
So what do you make of him, having watched him in person now?
Man, he's a great player. I mean, what else is there to say?
Yeah.
You know, he's probably the best all-around player that I've ever seen.
Okay, so of all the guys you've been around, he's the best one you've ever seen?
All around.
Okay.
Michael Jordan is the best player to ever lace him up. Let's not get that twisted.
Okay.
As far as defense, rebounding, passing, shooting, attacking the basket, yeah, he's probably the best I've ever seen.
Okay, so you're telling me if he was actually your son, you could get him to the next level safely?
Yeah, I think if he was my son, I'd probably be at home on the couch in the hot tub somewhere.
Now, I understand your golf game's pretty solid. That's what Reggie Swinton was telling us. Is that true?
Oh, man, I haven't played in such a long time. I'm going to try to get it tuned up here in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
I was feeling the exact same thing.
I probably haven't picked up a club in 6 to 7 months.
Yeah, well, there are a few guys coming in for this tournament that I don't think play at all, so you'll probably be one of the best players available for the celebrity tournament as far as the celebrities go.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Where do you play over in Memphis?
I've been wanting to get out and hit a few balls, but it's been so cold here lately.
Where do you play over in Memphis?
I haven't joined anywhere. I play pretty much everywhere. I got a group of guys, and we just pick a course every other day during the summer, and we just kind of play everywhere.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, yeah, you'll be one of the first ones chosen, I'm sure, as a celebrity to be added to a team, so the pressure will be on. But you've never shied away from the spotlight, so I'm assuming you'll be fine in this situation.
Well, I was going to say the pressure is my middle name. I love it. I enjoy it. I embrace it.
That's good. Well, Todd, we look forward to seeing you again. It's the 17th and 18th, the Arkansas Lions Celebrity Golf Tournament. Still have teams available. You can find out more at arlionsaau.org. You going to be involved in any AAU stuff this summer at all?
Yeah, we coaching with Team Penny here this year again this summer, and Penny Hardaway and I have teamed up together to start a organization here.
So
I'll be doing that during the summer, and we look forward to seeing all you guys come out to the golf tournament. Enjoy yourself. We're going to have a great time.
All right, Todd, thanks so much for the time, man, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in town.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right.
Todd Day, always.